You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On this 4th of July Eve, let's take a temperature check of just what's happening in Michigan politics, which is my chance, my happy chance, to say welcome to Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. Always great to have you guys with us.
Happy almost 4th of July.
That's right, on the eve of. Mm-hmm. President Trump's election commission certainly making big headlines all through the weekend when they asked states to hand over nationwide voter data. Mm-hmm. You had 25 states saying no, or partially no. Mississippi invited the president's election commission to take a jump into the Gulf of Mexico.
They noted it was warm this time of year,
right.
Though.
Good time mm-hmm. to do it. Kentucky Secretary of State, a Democrat, said there is not enough bourbon in Kentucky to convince her to comply with the demand. So any idea what Michigan's response is this? Because a lot of people are asking on social media.
Sure. They've been withholding any comment until they actually got the request, and apparently it arrived in the mailbag today, and they've looked it over, and like most of the states that we've heard from, they're going to partially comply, that there is information that's available to the public. Anyone can get it. You, me, political parties regularly compile it. And that is basically, you know, names, addresses, and your voting history. That's what they will provide.
So they'll know how we voted?
No. The state does not keep track of how they vote. The state will keep track of, you know, whether or not you voted in a presidential primary, the Republican primary, or the Democratic primary.
Got
so
it.
That will help identify maybe the party. But the state does not and cannot keep track of how they voted. Now, what the state will not provide, the information that's been asked for that they won't provide, is Social Security numbers, the last four digits of the Social Security number, the full date of birth, that they will provide the year but not the month and the date, and driver's license or state ID numbers. They say that is protected information.
Your pet's first name, mother's
right.
maiden name. No, I mean
astrological sign.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I think what's so interesting here, though, is let's really remember what this is all about. And this is because the president of the United States a few months ago made this claim that millions of voters had voted illegally in the 2016 election. Now, let's not forget either that he won. And so what this says about, you know, voting illegally is a completely separate
right.
fact. But I think what's so interesting is there are Republican secretaries of state who are going, whoa, buddy, way to throw us under the bus. We actually hold these elections to be in integrity. And you're basically saying that we, Democrats and Republicans, mm-hmm. aren't doing it properly. And mm-hmm. I think this statement—
Well, Zoe,
statement,
look at the tone of Ruth Johnson's
And that's what
statement.
I was going to say. If you read this statement from Ruth Johnson, I mean, it's a little, hey there, excuse me, but, you know, we have post-election audits. And, you know, we ask questions and we make sure we do our due diligence.
There you go. Well, we'll keep our eye on that one. Speaking of voting, we are seeing a lineup of Republicans looking at 2018 who want to take on Senator Debbie Stabenow, starting with Oakland County businesswoman Lena Epstein, with whom we've spoken here on Stateside mm-hmm. when she was a Trump campaign co-chair in Michigan.
Right.
And now former State Supreme Court Chief Justice Robert Young has jumped in. Remind us, everyone, about his background.
Well, he is a former Supreme Court yeah. justice for a very long time, a chief justice, and he did a lot of work on creating specialty courts, improving IT services and courts, and just, you know, sort of bringing them technologically up to speed, the technocratic work of being in charge of the courts in Michigan, but also with a very conservative judicial record in terms mm-hmm. of how he's ruled. And he says that now he is hoping to capitalize on his background. Remember, state Supreme Court justices run, so he has run before.
He's
and
campaigned.
People have voted
statewide.
For him before. He has campaigned, although as a judge and a justice, not as a candidate for Senate, which is a very different beast.
And legislating is different from being a judge.
It is. But what really, unfortunately for Bob Young, really what ended up coming out last week from this announcement was just folks saying how poorly this announcement was put together. He made the announcement in Detroit at his childhood home, which he said basically was in ruins because of Debbie Stabenow, which, of course, if you're doing timing, that's just inaccurate. I mean, you can say Democratic policies, yada, yada, yada.
But hang it on her neck.
Yeah. And then it was this Facebook Live announcement that started mid-sentence when it opened. And then it's just you're watching it and there's like buses going behind him. So the sound gets drowned out. So, you know, unfortunately for the campaign, that tends to be what folks ended up talking about instead of the fact that he's jumping in and how will he rate against Debbie Stabenow. It was, whoa, is this sort of the level of professionalism of this campaign?
Well, it was an underwhelming rollout, to be sure. But, you know, it's very early. And,
no, but
and
the narrative
time
then
to learn
for the
and
week,
recover from this. Yeah, yeah.
You know, becomes,
no
gosh.
One was talking about Bob Young's background. No one was right. talking about, you know, his ideas,
it was
his
learn
policies.
How to use Facebook Live or don't use it.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. As a black Republican conservative, what would he bring to Michigan's party?
You know, Republicans have long pondered why it is that the conservative party has not been able to make significant inroads with conservative African Americans. And certainly, you know, there are plenty of religious, socially conservative, government assistance, skeptical, anti-abortion, you know, African Americans. Some political scientists did a study on this years ago, and Zoe and I have talked about this, that they found that in every demographic, as people became more conservative, they became more likely to vote Republican. This is not a surprise. There is one demographic cohort that didn't apply to, and it was African Americans, that no matter how conservative their personal views became, that group of voters still tends to stick with the Democratic coalition. And there's always, you know, been this dream among Republicans that the party can make some inroads.
And we're there. Also seeing another African-American conservative candidate possibly jumping in, John James. He is a Detroit businessman. His name has been floated. And there are some Republican operatives here in Michigan who are very excited about his
Army
candidacy.
Army veteran, West Point graduate.
Uh-huh.
That,
there's
some
young.
Sense that he could pick up millennial support, mm-hmm. that they see, you know, the opportunity for an exciting candidate there.
What we really have got to wait and see, though, and this is what I keep trying to say, is that 2018 is going to be a very, very interesting election. Now, all political reporters and watchers always believe the next election is, you know, going to be fascinating and is going to tell us something. But
we've noticed that with
yeah,
our junkies.
Yeah, I know, right? Every
guys.
Election is super exciting. But we do know this about history in general and how these midterm elections work. And that is an election between when a president is running. So that will be 2018. And the first...
When a president is not running.
Right. Thank you. So the first election in the first term, the party that is in power in the White House mm-hmm. tends to do poorly. So we saw that in 2010 with Barack Obama. And so if we're going to look at that
right.
and look
the party
at American
in the White
history,
House tends to get spanked in that first midterm.
Exactly. So 2018, then you're looking at and going, okay, well, so Democrats possibly could do well. Mm-hmm. Although we also know here in Michigan, Democrats don't turn out in off-year, meaning non-presidential
yes.
year elections.
Yes.
So 2018 is really shaping up to be some interesting dynamics there well, in terms of turnout.
And that was
and
a problem
the
that they had in 2016.
It certainly
and
was.
So the question is, based on that, will the Trump wave continue mm-hmm. and Republicans get to ride that mm-hmm. to some electoral successes? Mm-hmm. Or are
or
we
will
going
there
to
be
see
concern?
Different dynamics mm-hmm.
yes.
applied?
Well, 2006, when there was just such anger, again, a midterm election against yes. George W. Bush, that we saw that Democratic sweep come
sweep.
In. But then 4 years later, 2010, when it just completely shifted.
Do you think concern and anguish and worry amongst Democrats over what's coming out of the Trump White House will energize?
Well, that's,
people
that's,
to get
that's
to the
polls,
question. And that's the thing, right?
That is absolutely the
and
question.
Why,
and we're still
yeah.
seeing that play
yeah.
out
yeah.
with
yeah.
People who, you know, still have a lingering affection for Bernie Sanders
yeah.
saying that the party needs to go, you know, really populist and progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
people who are with Hillary Clinton who are kind of saying that this division is why mm-hmm. we wound up with Trump. Keep that in mind, Democrats. But the big question in Michigan politics in every election, will Democrats be energized? Will they get out and vote? If they do, Democrats win. If they don't, Republicans win.
Something to think about as we're talking about political discourse. Here we are in this 4th of July mm-hmm. holiday. This new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. 7 in 10 Americans say the level of civility in Washington has gotten worse since President Trump. 65% of Republicans say civility between the GOP and Democrats has declined since November. Do you see this reflected in Lansing?
We see it reflected in Michigan, certainly,
yeah.
that there's lots of polling data that shows that people have lost confidence in all kinds of institutions. Congress, the presidency, you know, our Lansing lawmakers, but also add to that hospitals, churches, you know,
media.
I mean, mm-hmm, that yeah. people are just skeptical of institutions in general these days, and that seems to be reflected in the discourse where we're hearing, especially where people have just sorted out starkly mm-hmm. into sides, and they simply don't believe mm-hmm. anything that the other side is saying. They're just there's no credibility. Mm-hmm.
And social media just reinforces
that. And social media and the ability to stay within a bubble, right? Right, a news bubble or an information bubble.
An echo chamber,
exactly.
You wonder
exactly.
where it's going to go.
Well, it allows everyone to, continue their faith by listening in on their side.
There is this conversation, I think, that's happening for many people, though, that is there a breaking point, right? Is there something that's going to happen? You know, can we continue on this way with one another? And that, I think, is really the fascinating conversation, that is there going to be some realignment or something?
Well, it'll take a resorting people start to have confidence in some institutions and a capacity to develop a sense that maybe someone else at least has something valid to say in this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Food for thought this 4th
of
July weekend.
On that happy note.
Well, happy 4th of July to our It's Just Politics team. Zoe Clark, Rick Pluta, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
Always a pleasure.